Why not? You know, let's go. It's Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Good morning, friends. Kevin Mano here. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. On this day in history, sadly, it's the 8th anniversary of Robin Williams taking his own life. That happened on this day in 2014. On a lighter note, Thor, it's Chris Hemsworth, he's celebrating a birthday today. So are Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad, Joe Rogan, Viola Davis, and Hulk Hogan. Happy birthday to all, and to all a good night. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. All right, let's go. We will start with the top story. An unprecedented week for former President Trump continued yesterday. Earlier this week, he became the first former president ever in American history to receive a search warrant and have his home raided. And then yesterday, he became the first ever to invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. That happened in a New York civil case where he was expected to deliver a sworn deposition regarding the Trump Organization's business practices. Instead, he said nothing. All of this news seems to be further widening the divide between the left and the right in this country, while members of the Republican Party rally behind Trump, calling him a victim of the deep state here. Some are even claiming the FBI planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department, by the way, still isn't saying anything about that raid, which is leaving room for people on both sides to fill in those gaps themselves. A popular theory here is that all of this will encourage him to announce his 2024 run for president sooner than later. He has a lot of support behind him right now. We're about 2 months away from the midterm elections, and the one thing we do know for sure is that a lot will happen between now and then. Moving on to sports. After Serena Williams announced her retirement from tennis earlier this week, tickets to see her play in the U.S. Open have become a hot commodity. Immediately following her announcement, around 13,000 tickets were sold. That's a lot. They called it unprecedented. It'll be the last chance to see her play in a major tennis tournament. This is history in the making. Serena, by the way, she's won 23 majors and has 4 Olympic gold medals. Another legend is in the news. MJ, Michael Jordan, one of his 1998 NBA Finals jerseys is about to go up for auction. That's his last dance. It's expected to get up to $5 million. Bidding for that starts September 6th, if you're interested, I guess. Right, a few entertainment headlines for you. Now, if you remember back in April, Olivia Wilde was very publicly served custody papers while she was on stage speaking at a film festival. She handled it very well in the moment. She didn't really skip a beat. Well, now, in some newly released court documents, she blames her ex, Jason Sudeikis, for that timing. Here's her quote. She said, "Jason's actions were clearly intended to threaten me and catch me off guard. He could have served me discreetly, but instead he chose to serve me in the most aggressive manner possible." Ouch. It's especially tough because it's over kids. You know, I guess he wants custody so they can live in New York with him, and she wants them in LA with her. Hopefully they can work that out. One more about kids here. Britney Spears was back on Instagram yesterday telling her 42 million friends all about her relationship with her kids. If you haven't been keeping up with this one, the latest drama is between Britney and her ex Kevin Federline, Popo Zhao. Well, yesterday she opened up on Instagram about how their kids were, quote, hateful when they would come visit her. She went on from there. It bums me out when kids are caught in the middle of something so public. They're teenagers. They don't need everyone talking about this. So let's move on. I don't really like this one either. I hope it's not true. Steve Martin may retire after he's done with his show Only Murders in the Building. He told The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "When this television show is done, I'm not going to seek others. I'm not going to seek other movies. I don't want to do cameos. This is weirdly it." No. Whenever comedians talk about, you know, the best to ever do it, I feel like Steve Martin and Richard Pryor, those are the two names you hear more than any others. He is a legend. On that show, by the way, Only Murders in the Building, was just renewed for a season 3 over at Hulu. On to some movie and TV headlines. Now, this is another heavy one. I don't know how much you know about Armie Hammer and some of the allegations of abuse against him. He's an actor. Some wild stuff. It's very, very heavy. And now there is a new docuseries all about it. In-depth interviews with exes and family members. I'm linking the trailer for the series, but please know that it is a very heavy subject matter. It's called House of Hammer. It's going to be on Discover Plus September 2nd, and you can find the crazy trailer right now on our Instagram stories, at First Thing Pod, if you want to see that. In streaming news, Disney Plus is going the Netflix route and launching a cheaper ad-based tier to their platform. Starting in December, you'll have the option of Disney Plus Basic with ads and Disney Plus Premium with no ads. And this is a big deal. It's being reported that Disney just surpassed Netflix in total subscribers. According to these numbers, it's 221 million to 220 million. Wow. In TV news, Jonathan Hamathan, also known as John Hamm, really only known as John Hamm, he's officially joined the cast of The Morning Show on Apple TV+. That's a great show. Aniston, Witherspoon, and now Hamm. In other TV news, Brian Baumgartner, you might know him as Kevin Malone from The Office, he's getting his own chili cookbook. He famously spilled a huge pot of chili on the floor of The Office in an episode, and the actor has embraced that moment, and now seriously good chili with 177 different recipes is available for pre-order. And lastly here, I have to mention this because I'm such a massive fan of the guy, Vince Gilligan, the mastermind behind Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He already has a new show. He's going to be pitching this thing to networks and platforms soon. According to the word on the street, it's kind of like X-Files-ish and even a little Twilight Zone-ish. Whatever he does next, I'm in. Love him. What's on TV today and tonight? Baseball fans, get ready. The MLB Field of Dreams game is on Fox tonight. It's the Reds and my Cubs. If you're not familiar, this game is played at the cornfield in Dyersville, Iowa, from the movie Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. And I guess the game might happen elsewhere next year due to construction, so enjoy it tonight. Go Cubs. The CW has a new series called Bump on tonight. I think it's an Australian show. It's about a high school girl who doesn't realize she's pregnant until she gives birth. That premieres tonight. After that, the CW also has the third season premiere of The Great Chocolate Showdown. And if you've been watching the Derek Jeter docuseries called The Captain on ESPN, tonight is the finale. All right, on to some music headlines. This is something I talked about months ago. There's a 90s-themed Flannel Nation Music Festival that was supposed to go down in San Pedro, California this weekend. A ton of the bands just dropped off, and it's being postponed. Sugar Ray, Candlebox, Everclear, and Filter all bailed, so they pulled the plug. Missy Elliott is getting a street named after her in Portsmouth, Virginia. That's her hometown, Missy Elliott Boulevard. In country music news, we just found out that the ACM Honors will be back on a major TV network this year for the first time since 2017. They'll be on Fox in September. Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and Shania Twain will all be honored. In other country news, patrons of Dollywood had quite an experience Monday when Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson rolled through the park in a golf cart. They were there filming her NBC Christmas special. It'd be so cool. And also in country news, now you and I, we can have Carrie Underwood's legs. Yes, can't wait. Finally, her personal leg workouts will soon be available on her Fit 52 app. I can link that if you're in the market for new legs at First Thing Pod on Instagram. All right. Additional headlines now before I let you go. Some inflation data was released yesterday, and it seems to have slowed significantly in July, probably in part due to the dropping of gas prices. Our economy troubles are far from over, but from what I can tell, this is a good sign. And I know that stocks rallied after that news came out. They all went up. And those gas prices, by the way, are now officially under $4 per gallon for the first time in 5 months. According to AAA, the national average is now $3.99. President Biden signed legislation yesterday to expand health care for millions of veterans who are exposed to those burn pits on military bases. This has been in the news a lot lately. John Stewart was really fighting for it, and now President Biden gave it his old John Hancock. He said it was long overdue, agreed, and he gave John Stewart a shout-out for helping make it happen. The Miss Universe pageant just updated its rules. For the first time ever, married women and moms can now compete. Go get them. In food news, I love this one. The fine folks at Chipotle are offering $1 million worth of free burritos to teachers in the U.S. You can nominate a teacher right now. You have until tomorrow to do it. Tag a teacher in a comment on one of Chipotle's social media accounts. That's how you do it. That's how you nominate someone. They will select 2,000 winners at random to get those free burritos. And a couple more things I have linked in our Instagram stories if you want to see them. A truck full of Bud Light overturned on a Kentucky highway, spilling cans everywhere. Those photos are up there. And a fire tornado. There are wildfires burning in California right now, and a news helicopter got video of a fire tornado. It's up in our stories if you want to see that. Okay, yes, the last one. Here we always end with a positive story, leave you feeling good. I know there's a lot of bummer news out there. This one made me smile, so I wanted to share it. A proud mom named Kendra Busby just paid for a billboard to congratulate her daughter, Christine, on becoming a doctor. Congratulations, Christine. This happened in Camden, New Jersey. And I guess Camden is one of the poorest cities in America. So not only did Kendra want to celebrate her daughter, she wanted to show the kids in Camden that anything is possible. Christine, the new doctor, she said, quote, "These kids there don't really know what's outside of Camden. Seeing somebody on a billboard becoming a doctor, it is possible." Oh my gosh. I love that. That's amazing. I have that billboard up on our stories too if you want to see it. It's going to be right after the fire tornado at First Think Pod on Instagram. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Hi. Hey, thanks for listening, for starting your day with me. Always appreciate that. I know I'm a little sporadic with these episodes. This is another one-off, but there are more on a more regular basis coming soon, okay? I promise. I will talk to you soon. Enjoy your Thursday. Make sure you're following, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, rate and review it if you can, and I will be back soon.
Please tell your friends about this show.